Lazy Mota presents the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast. Check it out. Dabs, weed, all day. Comedy, podcast, drugs, all night. All day, all night, Bella said. All right, I had to throw the toy, but Bella's still not leaving. No, come on, stop, no. Damn dog, dude. Come on.
Do you have a basement?
Come on,
that motherfucker. Shut your ass up.
All right, now that I got Bella gone.
Big fan of fucking Snoop Dogg, is she?
Who you hear on the mic? Let me get this fucking echo. It's fucking up. Person you hear on the mic is the one, the only, Big Black. Sorry for being so rudely interrupted by Bella, dude. She's a good dog, but not during podcasts.
It's all good. That dog didn't bark, didn't say shit when I walked in. That was the only time I heard anything. Hadn't said a fucking thing. You start talking in the mic, and all of a sudden, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she's the worst, dude, but she's a good dog.
Yeah.
So we got Dick Black in the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast.
What's up?
So we were just talking about not watching other comedian stuff.
Yep.
That way you don't get super influenced by them or stuff like that.
Right.
And you said you just watched did you watch Sticks and Stones, Chappelle, just once?
Or? Yep. Actually, I saw that twice. I let my kids see it.
All right.
As crazy as that sounds. I let them see it because I had seen all these comments about Chappelle, you know, being rude and being disrespectful to the Alphabet crew. And
I thought that those were all great jokes.
I thought it was, I mean, it's comedy. It's just one of those things where, I mean, not everybody's going to laugh. That doesn't mean it's not funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought for the negative, you know, backlash he was receiving, I wanted to see what my kids thought of it. And they laughed. And their mother saw it. They laughed. She laughed. So, I mean, I just think it's just a matter of perspective. But, yeah, I watched it twice, where normally I would only watch comedy once.
Yeah, that's like, so I watched that actually a lot because that influenced me on my first 30-minute, on my first headline gig.
Okay.
I had the running thing throughout the first of my jokes as a drug-sniffing horse. And then by the end of, like, that was my little third of the 30 minutes, my first 10 minutes was me kind of peppering in me getting caught by the drug sniffing horse and then telling my drug sniffing horse story.
Okay.
And then I went into another story, and then, you know, that story was about 12 minutes long, you know, and I actually wrote is my gay black dope dealer story.
Okay.
And I wrote that all out, like, I had it down, like, right before the COVID season started. I had it all written out real good and all that jazz. And then COVID happened, but I got my first headline gig like in the middle of COVID.
Oh, word.
Up at the Moxie. So I knew I had it. I had the joke. I knew I could stretch it to 10, 11 minutes and still get good laughs. And I did it.
Yeah.
But it was a little rusty. I shouldn't have did that whole 10-minute chunk right there for a headline gig.
Why? You know what I mean? Why not?
Because it runs long and I just need a couple more better punches in the middle of that story. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know? So I figure I could trim the fat on it and make it a great 7-minute joke.
Fair
but
enough.
Me stretching it to that 10 for my headline gig, I did it. I did 30 minutes that day.
Yeah,
that night.
Yeah.
But I did have to stretch that story and it got a little stale. And then like right towards the end, I go deep on drugs. I talk about me almost having a grandma seizure smoking crack.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but it's funny. Okay. I had the rest of the crowds laughing like, oh, dude, this guy's crazy. One person goes, is that all you're going to do is talk about drugs? And he stands up, and I was like, for the rest of this joke, sir. And he gets up and leaves 27 minutes in.
Wow.
My timer on my thing's going off because I should have started Gay Jose right then.
Right.
I should have been done with this joke, but I let it run a little bit long, and I got on the dude's little nerve, and he fucking got up and walked out, and like two more people followed him.
Really?
But everybody else was like, yeah, dude. And then I tell my Gay Jose story, and I finished the night, dude. I finished strong. Gay Jose is like my A material. And Crawford and a couple other comedians are who I see around town. They got their A material. Alan Bromwell, seeing him like at his open mic over there at Rooster Cat.
Mm-hmm.
And then being like, yeah, this guy is fucking corny. Mm-hmm. And then he headlined at Monkey Barrel, my first paid gig with mm-hmm. Kyle Berman.
Mm-hmm.
He headlined. Dude, there's a night and day difference between him doing his shit mm-hmm. on stage what's gonna fucking kill a material compared to your bullshit stories that killing at an open mic,
right,
dude. You know what I mean?
It's a big difference.
Yeah. And how long, you just said you've been in the game forever. For what? How
20
long?
Years.
20 years?
Yeah, my anniversary is the 11th of this month.
Of this month? Mm-hmm. All right. Mine's
tomorrow.
Mine is April 8th, 2 days before my birthday. I did my first open mic at Al Torito. Almost going on 4 years ago now.
Okay.
So, yeah, man, it's been, like, this year's rough, dude.
You think so?
I think so. Well, kind of. I've been doing whatever I could.
Oh, you mean rough for comedy?
For comedy,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I just think that overall that this year has been rough.
I killed it on the Postmates game, the start of fucking the COVID season. I mean, it was crazy. I was the only motherfucker out there on a bike with fucking 2-3 orders of Postmates at one time.
Really?
Taking and dropping them off, making all kinds of fucking money. Not one car on the road, dude.
Really?
I'd smoke joints on the fucking street. I'd even go to the dope man's and go do hits of shit, dude. In the middle of downtown, nobody out there, dude.
You just out just doing your
thing. I was just out there doing whatever I wanted to do, dude. I'd go stop by the dope man's house. I'd do 2-3 big old hits, and I'd go right to fucking the burger place.
Hits of what?
Of some stuff, you know what I mean? Some stuff to keep me going on a fucking bike, dog. I'm on a fucking bike, you know
Motivation.
What I mean? Motivation. Yeah, dude, so I fucking would go get super high, and I'd ride my bike all night long with nobody on the road. It was like apocalypto, bud.
Oh,
like,
shit.
And I was fucking super high, riding my bike, listening to music. And I'd make like $300-$400 a night, bro.
Are you serious?
I'm not. That's why do you think I'd go get fucking the stuff, dude? Because I already made $120 in like fucking from 4 to 7 o'clock in the p.m.
Wow.
And then I was essential, bud. I got pulled over like 5 times and I'd be like, I'm doing Postmates.
Well, you on your bike?
On my bike.
Well, how does that even work?
Because I'm the only motherfucker out there.
No, how do they pull you over? They almost hit you?
They fucking roll up on me with their mask on, the cops, and they'd be like, what are you doing out? Because it's either me, either I'm doing Postmates or I'm selling dope. Bro.
Right, one of the two.
You know what I mean? One
but
of the two.
You're making deliveries.
But they totally, they're like, oh, this guy's essential. And it just made me laugh, dude. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, I am essential, dude. Fuck it. Dude.
Damn.
You know? But, oh, man, yeah, so... COVID season's been crazy. That's like, the last time I seen you was at Al Torito. You were doing the karaoke there, man.
Yep,
Right before it closed, right?
I was working the mic at Al Torito, DJ Dick Black, you know, fucking spinning the nothing, just pushing buttons.
I miss your open mic. Was one of the open mics I made it to every Thursday at the Living Room. And it started because I wanted to get the notoriety of winning the money, being the best of that night. You know what I mean? And that was my Thursday back in the day when I first started. I was like about 6-7 months in. And I remember going to your mic, and they actually had people in the crowd kind of judging you and giving you a little point system, right? And Harrison Garcia goes, Louis, you were like 0.1 away from being up with those guys right there. And it was Bear Quattlebaum, and I think Michael Isaacs, you know what I mean?
Yep.
A couple of good people, dude, that I seen around town. And I'm like, for real? And Harrison's like, how long have you been doing this? And I'm like, about
2 minutes.
Eight months, nine months, you know? And he goes, are you serious?
You hit
and
the
I
game.
Like,
you hit the ground running. I mean, I think, you know, kind of energy you brought to the game, a lot of these comedians don't figure out until 10 years.
Yeah, see,
7 years.
And I
five
wanna,
years.
That's why I feel like I missed out. Like, I should have done this a long time ago.
No, you did it right. You can't look at it that way. You have to look at it like you got into it when you should have.
Yeah.
You can't look at it the time you lost.
And then, but in the same sense, man, I want to do a lot. Like, I see a lot. What's crazy is I gave, like, people come to me for advice, and it's like, I haven't been doing this
that doesn't
long.
Mean anything.
You know, like, people ask me, what do you think, like, what trips me out is I had my little front porch mic right here.
Mm-hmm.
20 people would show up, dude, just to do comedy on my front porch and hang out and
that's
fucking that. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm glad a lot of people do respect me in that sense. You know what I mean? Because
right.
you go to some people's mics and nobody cared. You know what I mean? Nobody gave a fuck. You know what I mean? They were just there because so-and-so's here. Like,
Right.
I don't get me wrong, I love Lion's Lair, but it's so hard to fucking kill at Lion's Lair on fucking Monday night. Unless you fucking got something to fucking joke about, you know what I mean?
Like, well, really?
That's when I pull out the crazy shit.
Yeah, that's the way to do
works,
it.
And it works.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I told Byron, he looked like, Byron and Roger looked like a couple of characters on my Final Fantasy and shit. That you mean Final Fantasy VII on Super Nintendo, you know what I mean? Right. Byron and Roger. I was like the dork with the glasses and the golem looking guy. And it killed, you know what I mean? But it's all about... And grabbing people's attention, it's crazy. Like, you've been doing it for so long. Like, I was just talking with you yesterday about Lewis Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, every time I see Lewis Johnson in person, he talks about what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it at the park in downtown at Ben Cronenberg's mic.
Yeah.
And then he did the exact same thing in the alley at Ben Cronenberg's mic. And it works.
Mm-hmm.
It works. It works to do 5 minutes of just what everybody's seen right
there. I think that's the only way. I think it's an icebreaker. And more importantly, a lot of times when people get on stage, it's just straight to work.
Yeah.
It's just joke, 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 joke. Like, damn, that'd be like a porn star that just comes in the room with his dick out and just starts fucking.
Yeah.
Like, damn, just take her clothes off, dude. Shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, dude, you know, warm the fuck up.
Start
kiss her.
The music.
Let her suck your dick, motherfucker. You just want to put it in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely just warm up the crowd. But I think the biggest thing that I've seen is that most people are just not comfortable being on stage. So it's just finding a place where you're comfortable being on stage. Because once you realize you're up there, just go up there and do what you came up for.
I heard you had to get on stage in just your shoes. How was that? Was that uncomfortable?
No. I mean...
Shout outs to Anthony Crawford.
Yeah, my dick was out. My ass was out. My motherfucking knees was out. But my my feet and my toes was in shoes. Yeah. I was like, fuck, we can only go so naked, you know?
Right.
But yeah.
And I don't like flip-flops. So.
No, hell, no. If I got to run, I'm out. You know?
Especially being all naked and shit.
Fuck yeah, I'm out. I'm a Naruto run my ass the fuck out of there.
All you see is hands and assholes.
For real. All you gonna see is cheeks and meat. That's it. I'm out.
Oh, man.
It was cool, though, getting butt naked, and I almost didn't do it because it was cold.
Oh? Huh?
So... I was like, fuck.
Can I do it in a hoodie?
Anthony did. He took his pants off and just had a hoodie on. It was hilarious.
He was like Hannibal Buress. So
it was funny.
Off, like Hannibal. Oh, that's good. That's great.
He had his shoes on. He had a hoodie on and his
and then
ass
he
out.
It was a Tampa Bay hoodie.
It was black. I remember it being black. But
Then he was his black Tampa Bay hoodie.
Yeah, just me and Jill.
No,
I
had
to naked.
Pay him. I betted him for the Broncos Tampa Bay game. And I knew that Broncos were going to lose, but
yeah.
I was just fucking around.
How much did you end up betting?
$10.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, it was a good show, though. I mean, you should get up there. I'm sure he'll get you up at one of those shows.
Yeah, and Anthony Crawford, he gave me a lot of shit when I first started. And then it actually turned out to be good because I figured out what he was talking about.
Okay.
And I made doing drugs funny.
Right.
Like, even my first set at Comedy Works, like, I get into dispensaries, this and this and that, and I say, I didn't even get paranoid when I used to do cocaine dabs. And I get a laugh from, like, 5 or 6 people, and then I go, that's smoking crack for you lame motherfucker. You know what I mean? And the whole crowd bursted out. Oh, shit.
Crack
this guy
dabs.
Didn't even get fucking paranoid when he smoked crack. He's dope. You know
what I
mean?
He's OG.
Yeah. But doing that cocaine dabs straight came from Anthony Crawford's telling me, you talk too much about cocaine. So, and I was like, and he's a pretty straight-laced dude, and I respect him, bro.
Absolutely.
I respect him, and you know who I got close with at his mics was Ralph Gray.
Ralph Gray is amazing.
Dude, he's so awesome, dude. He's one of, like, my favorite people in the whole world is Ralph Gray, bro.
Yep, yep.
Like, he told me, he's like, Louis, stories are so dope. They got so many.
Yeah, he's...
Your enders are so clean and perfect, and you misdirect and redirect, and you really bring it home at the end. But you need more punches in the middle.
Yep.
And that's what helped me, dude. And he's sharp, bro. Like, not once have I ever heard Anthony Crawford or Ralph Gray ever say the N-word, dude.
Nope, they don't. I don't.
Never.
You hardly ever even hear Ralph cuss, much less use that word.
Cuss. I heard
on stage?
No, not on stage.
No, I'm talking about on stage.
He was mad outside of a mic. He wasn't even going to go up.
Yeah.
He was mad.
Oh,
yeah,
I've seen him do that,
This motherfucker took my briefcase, my keys.
Yeah.
He's like, I fell asleep last night. I wake up. My motherfucking car's gone. I'm like, what, Ralph? He's like, I need another $78. Get my fucking car out the pump. out the bond. You know what I mean? I was like, no way, bro. I just won like $900 fucking gambling.
You go to Blackhawk?
I gave him $100, dog. Yeah. I said, here, Ralph. He's like, are you serious? I was like, it's all you, bro. Go get your car. He's like, as long as you get your car and the keys. And he's like, the rest of your shit's in there. He's like, yeah, the stupid motherfucker got arrested in my car, but I got to get it out. And I was like, yo, go get all your shit out of the fucking car jail. You know what I mean?
Get your shit back.
And then he's like, he got so happy. Barrett Quattlebaum comes down. He's like, there's kids in there. You could do 10 minutes clean. Ralph Gray goes, I wasn't going to go on, but put me up. It was 10 minutes clean like a fucking
and
soldier,
lit it up.
Bro. Great. Ralph, motherfucking
amazing.
Great,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, he's the shit.
I love that guy, man.
He's the shiznit. Yeah, that brother's tight. I'm glad I had the opportunity to work with him, man. You know, just chat it up. I need to reach out to him. I think he unfriended me on Facebook.
No, he keeps getting new, all kinds of new Facebook profiles. He's just like my dad. He probably can't remember his password and shit.
Well, see, my biggest thing is when you're doing that, you don't know who's a fucking robot. Yeah. Because you fuck around and get your whole account taken.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, see, that's why I always leave my phone number and say, yo, man, call me. Because I even got like 2 phone numbers of his. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's kind of hard to get a hold of him. And then there's no open mics to see him at right now, man.
You know, everything is shut down.
Everything.
And until we get back to running, we just got to start doing our own shit. I think at the end of the day, we were going to have to create our own underground situation.
Yeah, that's like Christine was saying, Speakeasy. All these places are even like, oh, man, we need to get something going. You know, go get your toy back.
I think so, because, I mean, we're relying on society open back up, and that just may not happen anytime soon. Anytime soon.
I gotta keep out Chase Bell now.
Dog does not give a fuck. So I was like, look, I want to talk, motherfucker.
Yeah, just every 15 minutes, dude, it works. It's a timer.
So, that way you know where you're at. Time for a segment break.
No, but this comedy scene, it was going real good, man. And I believe I was doing pretty decent. I did really well on my C set at Comedy Works my last time up there. Had a slow start, but then the joke that I did have, it just murdered. That last 2 minutes just flowed out so perfectly. And, like, my timing was great. Janae Burris goes, they said, you left the stage right at 2:58. Perfect.
Was she one of the...
she's one of the... Her and Elliot Woosley.
Okay. They assumed the role of Deacon Gray?
Kind of. They're the pro coaches.
Okay.
You know, that critique your story or critique your set.
Yeah.
And, Elliot gave me great advice. I won thick skin with that same joke. I had to add a little bit more because they give you the 5 minutes for thick skin. I added a little bit more before I got into that joke. And then that same joke that I used at my C-set just killed it.
So a little bit of banter?
Yeah, I wish I had the money to get that set from Comedy
Works. What does it cost?
Like $40 for the good one.
How long has it been since you did that?
It's been over that. Too long.
Oh, they might still have it.
They probably do. Like, I bet you if I got good or, you know, like...
No, I bet you if you had cash, you could get it. Yeah.
I'll hit him up. Just, I don't have the cash.
At the end of the day, they're just going to be like, hey, let's... Because I'm sure they probably save it on the hard drive. I don't know. Who knows?
No, it's all downloaded. All that shit's on the hard drive.
Right.
You know what I mean? Except for the one that I had a really good set that night, too. But the little homie, did you ever hear of Eric Shi, the little Chinese kid?
Yeah, I think I met him at, I think he had a, he's chills, I think, does he chill with Josue?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a, they did a open mic at their house. Yeah. So that's where I met him.
All right, yeah. No, that little kid's bad, bro.
Yeah, he's good.
And he's real good. He's real sharp.
He's funny.
He got up on stage and his first joke is just the shit. He's like, yeah, he's like, we moved away from China when I was 5. I got fired from my first job. You know what I mean? Little Chinese kid, that's a killer. That's a murderer in the making.
Fired from a sweatshop.
Yeah, dude. It's like, I was fired for making shoes. Fucking this. So we left China.
Put the Nike sign upside
dude,
down and shit.
Great, dude. He's a good kid. And he's a great kid, dude. He's real smart.
Yeah.
We did a show to start the year up in Cheyenne. And it was going good. Like, every other weekend had something good going worth at least 20, 30, 40 bucks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We all got paid $60 a pop-up in Cheyenne.
That's what's up.
For 10 minutes work.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? It was like almost pretty much a co-headliner.
Yeah.
Tall Guy, Corey Stevens, Eric Shee, and somebody else. We all got 10 minutes. And then the guy from California that I was running the show, he did 15 after I did my 15. And he gave, or yeah, I think he gave us all $60 though.
Damn.
But I did an extra 5 minutes of time.
That's
that day.
20 minutes away from, but 2 hours away from Colorado?
No, it's just an hour.
Cheyenne? Oh, okay.
Cheyenne's right there. That's where you go get fireworks.
Right. Okay. It's been a minute.
Yeah, no, like Laramie and all that.
I've done shows. That's like 2 hours. Laramie, that's 3 hours.
That's up there a little ways.
I did a show. I did a couple shows in Laramie.
That's where old Brent Tobler's from and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a show. I did a show at a place called, I want to say it was Johnny's, something. It was where Matthew Stafford, who was last seen alive in that. So they ended up tearing it down because of that. I think there was just too much, negative publicity, and rightfully so, that they decided to close it down and make it something totally different. So, but yeah, that town is something else, especially when you're a person of color. It's just, hey, you got to go up there and rock it,
Yeah, yeah. I used to clean the sewers in the towns up there in Wyoming, and there was nothing up there. There ain't shit.
Really?
Yeah, like me going to the little pool hall, little bowling alley and shit, dude. The only Mexican in there, dude. All them white girls wanted to get with me, bro. It was crazy, dog.
Yeah.
It was funny.
White bitches, how come you look so good? Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, why haven't you tried to do any open mics around town? You just fucking not in the mood?
Honestly, with everything going on with COVID, and I have so much material that I'm really not trying to give away. You know what I'm saying?
Then you got the children to take care of.
I mean, I got stuff that I'm not seeing anybody else doing. Doesn't mean it won't ever be done. I'm just saying right now, this is what my mindset is on. So I don't want to get out there and just give it away, because if I'm not at every mic, how do I know somebody else isn't doing my shit? And I mean, honestly, that's one of the reasons why I stopped doing open mics, is because I just felt like I'm giving away shit that nobody was doing before I said it. Now that I'm saying it, that's everybody else's mindset. Yeah. And it just gets old. I mean, you want to be the one that stands out, but at the end of the day, that's not going to happen. So you just got to get used to the fact that, yeah, you're probably going to be giving away some nuggets. Now the question is, what nuggets am I okay with giving away?
I use it still. I got to sharpen my tool all the time.
Yeah, you just got to be used to being on stage.
Me and Brian have our open mic tomorrow night at Brews.
Where's that
it's
at?
It's outdoors. It's a Brews off of Colfax. It's Colfax and York. And it's like right a little way south of Colfax, right around the corner.
Is it on the same side as the sushi place?
No, the Chase Bank is right directly across the street from Brews. So the Chase Bank is on the southeast side of York and Colfax.
Okay.
And the Brews is like directly across the street. There's that little shopping center right there. It's a little ways south. And that it's a little ways south on
York. Because York is like right there by that Popeyes.
Yeah. It's right across. It's right down from Popeyes, dude.
Is there there's a Chase Bank there?
Yeah. So you go to York and you make a right on York, right?
Okay.
And it's a little ways down. It's right there in the corner, right there. But behind that, they got a dope open area, and then a little open, big giant open garage is where we're doing our show at.
Okay.
So it's a big open area. They got all their social distancing, hand sanitizers. I bring my Lysol and all that shit for the mic condoms. You got to fucking, it's crazy what they're making you do to do something like that. But the owner there, he's like, dude, they're not knocking us out of business. He's like, we need something to bring in people, and it's going to be you guys. So me and Brian said, sure, dude, as long as it's all outside and you guys are cool with us doing it, we're going to fucking do it.
What time does it start?
6 o'clock. I'm gonna make it 6 o'clock. That way we get done before 8. But
okay.
They want us to do a limited sign up. I say, well, we do 6 o'clock, and we had people call in and sign up, and then we had like 2 or 3 people come and fill the list of 10. So I said, if we just start at 6, we'll just go fucking.
It's over at this time, yeah, and if you don't get on,
8. If you don't get on, sorry. You know what I mean? But
yeah, how much time?
We do 5 minutes, light you at 4:20.
Okay.
It's fucking,
I can dig it.
Yeah. No, but that's how it got so scarce. The open mics got so scarce. I did one on my front porch almost every week.
If you build it, they will come, man.
Yeah. No, man, that's how it was. It was like, hey, we're outside in the sun. don't get mad. You know, the sun kills COVID. I don't know what kills COVID. I think fucking my dad survived it, and I think it was just the residual crack he had in his system.
The crack killed COVID.
Because he got COVID in jail, dude.
Damn.
He was in jail for fucking like 4 or 5 months, dude, looking at some serious time, and then he got COVID, and they let him out, and oh man, life's been crazy.
So if you get COVID, you get out of jail.
Yeah, well, he got out of jail. He got sick. He was on arrest. I thought he was going to die, bro.
I'm glad he didn't.
He didn't, dude, but fucking that COVID fucked his brain up now, dude.
Really?
Like, he's tonto, dude. He's fucking, I got to do his court shit online with him right now.
Really?
And, like, he's trying to learn how to use a computer and all this shit, dude. And he's a 60-year-old crackhead, bro, dude. All he knows is driving people around and smoking crack and doing crazy shit his whole life.
He's a career crackhead?
Yeah, dude. like, last year, he fucking, I'll tell you when it happened. Dude, like fucking about 4 or 5 years ago, we went to 420 downtown, right? My dad shows up and he's all, son, can I put my jeans in your pants? And I'm like, what? He's all, bro, cousin Bridget gave me some acid and I'm high, bro. And I was like, but no, you can't. He's like, I got shorts on underneath. So he takes his pants off and he's got shorts and he's all high. And I was like, he's all, I'll be right back. I gotta go use the restroom. I was like, we'll be right here. This is like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
4:20 comes around. We're getting all high. Fucking the band's playing. We're getting stoned. You know what I mean? 5:30. Where the fuck is my dad? I'm looking around. I'm like, where is he at, dude? And then fucking I call him. Phone starts ringing. Phone's in his pants in my backpack, dude, with his car keys, everything, dude. I've been standing in the same place for fucking 2 hours, dude, and I can't find him. He lost like a magician. He just poofed, disappeared. Dude, I'm standing there. I go walk around for him. I got my bike. This girl calls me. She lives on 18th of Champa right down the way from downtown, right? So I'm going to go over there and get my dick sucked, dude. You know what I mean? Right in the middle of me getting my dick sucked, my mom's calling me. I click off. My mom calls me again. I click off. My mom calls me. It texts me. Your dad's caught by the police at the fucking light rail station. You need to call me right now. So in the middle of this chick still giving me a blowjob, I call my mom. I'm like, what? She's like, your dad's about to go to jail if you don't go get him at the light rail station on Federal. I'm like, no way. So I click off and I tell this chick, I was like, yo, I have to go. And then my mom calls me right back. My mom's like, I'm going to go get him. Because if I don't go get him right now, he's going to get arrested, or what the cop said.
Wow.
So I said, all right, I'll meet you at the crib. So I start pedaling to my house right here. My mom pulls up. My dad's like a little kid all high on acid. My mom's, what do you think you're doing getting high on acid, dude? You're a goddamn 56-year-old man, you fucking stupid motherfucker. Really talking shit to my dad. And my dad's like, ever since then, dude, I went from acid to then he started doing coke again and fucking, and he's got 5 different charges in 4 different counties, bro. I have to get on court online with him, bro. So I'm next to the computer doing dabs and he's fucking on court, online with the court, looking at the fucking screen and shit, dude. That's how fucking crazy it is right now. You can't even go to court. You fucking
COVID. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was in court for eviction, but I was able to come up with the cash.
Yeah.
So I'm gold. But so what ended up happening then? So did he get all those cases dropped?
So some of them, two cases got dropped. He's got Broomfield. He's got to go back to probation. He's back on probation there. He's living at a sober living house because actually he got kicked out of my grandma's house.
Okay.
Just one sec. Oh, it was crazy. So he got kicked out of my grandma's house. Then he ended up living with my mom over here, with me and my mom, for like 3 weeks until he could get into the sober living place. But now he's at the sober living place. He's doing great. They pee test him every other day, dude. You know what I mean? He just has to have something that strict to do good. You know what I mean? But I've done it too. Like the first time I quit doing dope, it was that PlayStation right there. All I did was buy 5 games on that and just play all night long instead of going and getting fucking dope.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, because I was in a bad place. Like, right before I started comedy, I remember it was crazy because I hosted New Year's Eve at the Voodoo Comedy Playhouse. Now it's Rise, right? So, but I was hosting Voodoo Comedy. I hosted there New Year's Eve. Ron Ferguson, AJ Finney headlined that night, and I was hosting, dude. It was a great night. But what was crazy was 2.5 years before that, I was buying crack across the street, and this dude robbed me for $40, and it was all because my dope dealer went to rehab.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? So I had to go out on the streets and get that shit.
So when you're doing that, you're putting yourself at risk.
Yeah, so this dude, he robbed me. So I was in my Ford pickup. I went around the block like this. I grabbed the hatchet of it from underneath my seat, and I fucking sharpened it on the concrete right there. And I went through the alley, and I told that motherfucker, either you give me my dope or my money, I cut your fucking hand off. And I pulled my hatchet out right there in front of everybody, right outside of fucking, right across the street from Voodoo.
Right.
And this motherfucker fucking threw me two 20s on the ground, and I grabbed him and I ran. Because the other black dude with the pistols was fucking coming from up the block, you know? So
for
you,
oh, for him?
For me, yeah.
Why? Why are they coming for you?
Because I threatened the dope man, dude.
That motherfucker took my money!
Well, fucking, they didn't know that. They're fucking about to kill me, bro, you know what I mean?
Fuck
so
that.
I'm running down the alley like this with my two 20s and my hatchet.
Yeah.
And I jump in my truck, and I fucking started, and I G'd the fuck out, bro.
Wow.
And I never went back down there. Well,
and
I
same
went back
clown
down
posse
there.
In it.
I went back down there, and there's this bum guy, real nice old dude, Uncle Charles, bro. And he's an OG down there in Five Points, bro. He plays the saxophone or the trumpet and the saxophone and shit. And he's a bum guy, but he'd tell me like this. He's like, yo, brother Mexican, don't go down there. He's like, they looking for you. He's like, Mexican with the high fade. Oh. And I'm like, for real? He's like, the black dudes is going to shoot you. Don't go over there no more. He's like, but I'll get you whatever you need, you know? And
oh,
I was
wow.
like, you know what I mean? But he ended up, like, he always had stuff, too. I'd always go get a 20 from him if I was really hurting, you know? But after that shit, dude, I grew my hair out, and I started playing PlayStation, dude, and I never went down there, and
that's
I didn't
smart,
do dope for
how
like
long
a
was
year
this?
And a half.
How long ago was this?
Like, right before I started comedy.
So, and you don't do dope now?
Sometimes.
But it's, now you've got a better grip on it.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, dude. I won't go fucking, like, I think the last time I got high, I sold my truck early last year. You know what I mean? And me and Brian went up to Central City, and I got a little bit of dope. We went up to Central City, and then I got pulled over with no license, no registration. So I was like, fuck, I can't do this no more. And then when I parked my car right there, the starter went out.
You know what? You don't have to have a license to drive.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't?
Yeah, you do.
No, no, you don't. It's called joyriding. No, no, seriously. As long as you're not going to work, as long as it doesn't have anything to do with money, you do not have to.
I know the rules about traffic, dude.
Well, then you know that you can drive without a license.
But that's just.
You gotta have insurance.
Yeah,
though.
you gotta have it all, dude.
You gotta have insurance. No, but you can. I have a friend that's a millionaire that does not have a license, drives two fucking Vipers, and he doesn't have neither one of them. No insurance, nothing. He doesn't have license plates, nothing.
It's just for the joy.
He's like, it's a joyride.
Yeah, because that's the same sense that traffic tickets all about trafficking. That's why you go in front of a magistrate that
commerce.
Is actually in control
commerce.
Of commerce.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your traffic tickets are really fake.
Right.
That's why I'll never pay I never paid a photo ticket or a
Either
fucking...
Have I.
Or when they do it on the, when you're in the express lane and shit like that, dude, you just don't pay those and you say, hey, man, that's against my rights as a citizen.
Right.
If you, and you could even let them stack up like fucking, oh, like two, a G on that shit and then you just
on
call
some,
them and say that.
On some.
No, I've done it
on,
before.
On like,
it.
On those tickets they put on your car, they will boot your shit and they will drive.
They can try, dude.
They'll take your shit. I've lost too many cars, too. Too many.
I was part of, so I was going to Comedy Works every Monday and Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Broke, poor, almost needing to win the money at
like,
fucking
I
Big Skin. Like,
money.
Yo, son,
he was 8 miles.
If
mile
I'm funny tonight, I could go get an eighth tomorrow and a gram of wax. If I'm funny tonight and I get this $40, I could get a gram of wax. And fucking six joints, and I'm made in the shade for the rest of the week, dog. You
That's
know what I
up.
Mean? Like, but it was so gangster, I couldn't afford fucking to park on the street because they'd boot my car, right?
Yeah.
So I would park in that parking garage across the street, and they do give you like fucking like $4 or $5 off.
Yeah.
But it still costs like $3-4, right?
True.
So I would take Brian And Brian would fucking put his hood up like this, and he'd go hold the fucking thing up while I would drive out, dude. We did it in front of the dude that works Comedy Works, the guy that runs the door and shit. Yeah. And he's like, you guys are crazy. And we just rolled out, man. We used to do it all the time. That's fucking Monday awesome. Monday and Tuesday, dude, we would do that shit. Just so I wouldn't get a boot on my car outside.
That's
dude.
Awesome, man.
Dude, but we were broke fools, dude. We were broke fools running the game, and then we'd go straight to fucking... Right to the Irish Rover, and then right to fucking Three
Rover
Kings,
was the
or
shit,
right
yeah.
to fucking Lions there that night, bro. That was our Monday, bro.
I'm gonna come back to the game, and when I do, I want to start doing more mics where I can give away money.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do.
No, that's how you get them. Even my last mic, I had a $20 giveaway. It was the 3rd of July. Best set, the chick that got it, you met a Genevieve Murdick, right?
Yeah, she was at the Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving, yeah. Yeah, dude, she won the money that night, man. She had a great set, dude. And, yeah, after that, we all fucking, me and her, she did, whatchamacallit, she did the Moxie up in Greeley.
Uh-huh.
You could get a hold of Brian Garcia, man. I'm pretty sure they're still doing shows up there, man. They're
just, in Greeley?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be doing a show in Greeley with, I can't think of her name offhand. I'm supposed to be doing a show in February. Shit,
with Rosa Mariposa?
No, it's in Greeley. I think Mariposa lives in Fort Collins.
Yeah, well, she does stuff in Greeley. She featured for me for my headline gig at the Moxie.
Okay, okay.
Me and her, we say that we're cousins because we're both Martinez. You know what I mean?
So, Martinez. Yeah. You know Spanish, though.
Yeah. More, she could speak it better than me, bro. I don't let no Mexicans talk shit about me, bro. Fuck,
oh,
dude.
Hell
I know
no.
when they're saying talking shit, you know.
So you get that hatchet.
Yeah.
I'll
fucking
cut off your fucking hand if you say one more fucking word to me. Just because I can't speak Spanish, I don't understand it. Does your mom speak Spanish?
Yeah, she speaks great Spanish. My grandpa right here, my grandpa Joe, he spoke Spanish fluently. That's how he was like a drill sergeant in the war because he spoke Spanish and
really?
Shit, bro. Yeah, dude. And then he was a supervisor at the Stapleton Airport because he spoke Spanish. He was the head janitorial supervisor at Stapleton and then DIA when he retired.
Really?
Yeah, it's top janitorial supervisor at the airport, man.
Is he no longer with us?
No. He passed a few years ago.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah. He's a big Chiefs fan, so he was talking shit to me for the Chiefs game the other day.
He's a Chiefs fan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he cut his hand in Missouri. He was a butcher.
Huh?
And he used to live in Kansas City, Missouri. And but he cut his hand. So he misses Kansas City. But he cut his hand. He couldn't move his thumb in like this. Or in like this. Only like this. But he was a butcher. But he cut his hand being a butcher. And then he moved out here to be a supervisor at the airport. That's like, he used to own this house we're in right now.
Really?
This was, my mom went to finish high school here at Random High School. And that's where I graduated high school
No
from.
Shit.
Yeah, it was Random. How old are you? Where did you go
I'm
to high
44.
School?
I'm 44. I went to Smoky
and
Hill.
And you went to Smoky Hill?
I'm 44. How old are you? You're 41, right?
I'm 38.
Or
39.
Okay.
39. I forget I smoke too much dope.
I ain't mad at you.
Is there I'm 39 such thing as... still a drying, bro. Fuck it. 40s next year.
Have you ever had crack edibles?
Nah.
Can you make crack edibles?
So check this out. Not throwing no names under the bus, but old Roger from Lions Lair. Let me hit a vape pen. And it is fucking cocaine vape pen, bro. I was like, what the fuck? I got high. My ears were ringing. I was like, damn. I was like,
he was hotboxing coke, huh?
I was like, cocaine vape pen? Never seen that before. I was like, that's nice.
Let me borrow that shit.
I was
shit.
Like, where do you get one of these? Like, I got a guy. I was like, I need to know your guy, man. What's up?
I know somebody that has a DMT.
DMT vape pens? Yeah. That's how it goes. It's all fucking ready to go. It's got to be ready to go.
Yeah,
kids
really.
Kids don't play games no more, bro.
No, it's go time.
Yeah, it's go time. What, I got to put this in on something and fucking heat this up put it up my nose? And
no. I got a guy.
So, I never done this till like a couple years ago. Like, I just got fired from Lyft and I was giving all these dope dealers right around town. And this dude, he didn't have no coke for me, right? He goes, hey, here's money. Gave me like $110 to give his friends a ride around town for like 2 hours. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm sorry I couldn't get you no dope, but here's some money. And he's like, you want to do a hot rail of meth? And I'm like, I was all tired. I said, yeah, maybe I'll try a hot rail of meth. So he gets it hot like a dab rig like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little nail, and it's got a thing with the bubbler, so it cools the smoke down. And it's got this thing hanging off of it, so I go to put my mouth on the thing, and he goes, no, dude, that goes in your nose. So you put the thing in your nose, and you heat it up, and you do meth like that.
For real?
For real, and you blow it out, and oh my gosh, dude, it threw my nose. I got fucking, my eyes just went like that, like that, like fucking, I was dialed in for like 6 hours on two fucking hot rails like that.
Wow, did you do both sides of your nose, nostrils?
Yeah,
so,
I had to, bro. Or even it out. I probably would have fell over.
I'm unbalanced.
I was all fucked up, bro. But man, I was like, that was a bad move, dude, you know?
Why?
Because it was too much. Like, meth's too much for me, dude. Like, if I do a drug, it'd be cocaine. And the reason why I do smoke cocaine is because my fucking sinuses are fucked up from fucking doing blow and all the fucking concrete and all the fucking dumb shit that I fucking sucked up fucking in my life in construction, dude. I fucking can't put nothing on my nose without getting a sinus infection.
Man, that sucks.
You know what I mean? That, and it's all the same. Like, what I compare it to is we did dabs today, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like fucking weed crack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just condensed, straight to the point. Yep. But Al, you're going to get high every time.
That's like fucking without
That's
kissing.
What I want to do whenever I do coke. I don't want to fucking sniff it and fucking be like, oh, I'm not high. I need to sniff to fucking 20 more.
Yep.
I want to do one hit and know I'm fucking high.
Dabs.
That's it,
yep. Dabs will
do that
to
you. You know what I mean? That's exactly what dabs will get you. I'm doing
all
right now.
All fucking no kissing. That's all it is. You came straight to the point.
All right, let's see if this dog beats high five.
Straight to the motherfucking point.
Come here. You want to do a dab, doggy? Doggy dabs? Yeah, do you have any dogs?
No.
Your kids, you don't get to let your kids have doggies?
No, because I get them half the time, and I don't want the dog to be half the time
neglected.
In a cage. Yeah.
Hey.
It's not like I don't like dogs. I love them. I just don't have the time.
This dog is awful.
It'll be about a year or so. I'll get my kids full time, and I'll get a dog. Or actually, once my resources kind of build up, I'll be in a position where I won't have to work.
Go get your toy, Bella.
Did you hear about that? They're taking away people's emotional support animals.
No way. That's
white people are upset. I deserve to have my best friend with me at all times.
I've done that at the weed store. I've taken both of my dogs. I had a little dog, Jon Snow. I take him to the old when I had my weed license. I'd be like, I'm having a bad day, man. I gotta bring my dog in, bro. I was like, come on, man. You can't do this to me. And they'd trip out sometimes. Sometimes they'd be cool. But yeah, I used to play all the games with them and shit. Oh, you got in here, huh?
Dog is smart as fuck.
Dog is asshole. Come on. All right, only talk.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Oh, that was funny.
You're going to get it, dog. About 5 minutes.
Oh, shit.
All right, now that Bella calmed down. Yeah, I mean, this COVID, you think, what's up with the vaccine?
I'm not taking it, not right away. I'm gonna wait.
I've been watching something with severe side effects.
Yep, death. Fuck that. I'm not taking it until we get a better understanding of what's in it and why am I taking it, especially if
this girl had a temperature of 104.7.
Really?
Yeah, after taking the vaccine.
No way. Uh-huh. Dude, your brain's boiling.
My homeboy that died from the swine flu, he had a temperature of 106 before he slipped into a coma.
Yeah.
At his aunt's house.
Yeah.
And he would have been brain dead after that.
Yeah, absolutely. Your brain's boiling.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about the vaccine, dude, after I heard that. Over 103 is crazy.
Over 101? Shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really? But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, no. I'm in no hurry. The fact that they came up with this vaccine so fast, that's alarming to me. You know? You've got all these diseases that... I mean, not even, you know, for instance, even HIV/AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
How many people died from that? Is there a vaccine for that? I know there's...
Not yet. There's kind of.
There's treatments, but there's no vaccine.
Well, bringing up AIDS is crazy, too, because Dr. Fauci, he actually wrote in a paper stealing other people's ideas of AIDS, or actually he blocked other people's papers about AIDS and how to treat it.
Mm-hmm.
That way he could just like totally corner the market on mm-hmm. it.
Same and thing with this virus.
Yeah, same thing with this virus, dude. Look how fucking he came in. And look, it's just weird, bro. That cat is weird, bro.
Monopolizing a virus?
Yeah, he looks like a weirdo in general.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Dude.
I mean, he ain't never got no pussy. He turned it down just so he could rob people.
No,
of
I gotta go
ambitions.
Rob these people. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't have. If I give you my
I'm
energy.
I'm a super Jew. I'm gonna fuck everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty sad what's going on right mm-hmm. now. The unfortunate thing is most people are buying into the fear.
Yeah.
So.
And it's hurting our work. And I know, like, I try to tell whatchamacallit how, like, I'm all in on this shit, dude. Mm-hmm. Comedy is everything, bro. I can't go do construction like these Mexicans across the street.
Why?
My back's fucked up, bro. You know what I mean?
I was going to thought you used to say, because you can't speak Spanish. I'm like, man, that's fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. No, that's another
like,
thing.
Like, fuck them. I can work hard, motherfucker.
No, but my back is jacked, dude.
From
if I
what?
Can stand up and tell jokes from doing sewer, construction, tile. I mean, I've done everything, man. I've tiled million-dollar homes, you know what I mean?
It's lighting a candle at both ends.
Yeah, dude, like, and then partying, whatnot. What's crazy is I was trying to tell somebody, I have no credit. I've never bought a car. I never signed my name to an apartment. I've never done nothing like that my whole fucking life, dude.
Right.
Not once have I put my name on a fucking sheet that fucking...
says you own it.
That says I own shit, bro. Yeah. I bought all my cars cash. All that shit, dude. Like, I'm totally off the radar, bro. For real. But I don't got no credit. I can't even go get an apartment. That's why I live here with my mom.
Yeah, you gotta have credit.
I don't have nothing, dude. It's so crazy, dude. How could I be 39 years old with fucking nothing like that, bro?
That's why we just gotta get your money up. Well, let's get this money up.
Yeah.
That way you can
say... That's why I'm trying to get booked and show my mom that I really do get paid. Because she don't know, like... That headline gig, man, that was the first, like, it's not probably what you really make for a headline spot, but it was fucking...
That's the next level up. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, like, I've got a show coming up here in February that I haven't quite filled out yet, so maybe we can work it out to where you can come up there and feature.
I'm down for whatever, man.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, man, and same thing, like, I keep hitting up Alan and them. They're the only other motherfuckers. Alan Bromwell.
Okay.
Yeah, and cool. Anthony Armstrong.
Yeah.
Anthony's doing a good open mic in the showcase over there at X Saloon, or he was. I was supposed to do it, and then these new COVID mandates dropped.
Yeah.
And it fucked everything up, dude. You know what I mean? One person, one Karen, actually talks about it on the internet, bro, and then the next thing, fucking it's closed down.
Right.
And it really was a Karen.
I believe it. The motherfuckers. Get your Karen bitch ass out of here. A dog is relentless.
She loves whatever, dude. I'm just trying to keep her happy. On
insatiable. I like how she trots for that, but fucking just books it for the fucking toy. Yeah.
She's wild. So, you been on any of the other podcasts?
Yeah, I did 2 C's in a pod with Christine and Christina.
I just did that too. You were on the episode I was on.
Yep.
Did that. I don't know if they're going to release the other ones they had, but you were on the other ones too, right?
Yeah, I did the one other. With the three of us. Did one with Eugene. Did one with him. He has the Eugene show.
Mm-hmm.
Did a show with him. Did one with a friend of mine, Daniel Crozier. Crozier? I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. Crozier. I did a movie with him some time ago, so he did a podcast.
Oh, yeah?
I did a podcast with him. And then...
he's the kind of tall...
No, he's not on the scene in the comedic sense.
No?
He's like into horror and filmmaking.
All right.
So I met him doing comedy to do the movie and
Brian's a big film guy. You could tell he wants to do film more than comedy a little bit, but he got his little movies up there too, dude. I dig all of it, bro.
And then Daniel, I did another with Daniel Reskin. You know
him. I know him.
Yeah, Dan Reskin. So that was fun. But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to still be relevant. I mean, but at the same time, it's not that big of a deal to me either, because at the end of the day, I control my fate. So
yeah.
when I decide to.
Do you got a good fan base all around town? And when you do you ever travel for comedy still?
I want to. The goal now is just to die. I've got an invention that I have coming out. So the goal is really to get that thing going. And once I get that going, I'd be in a better financial position to actually go out and do it without worried about making money. Because at the end of the day, I'll make my money. Yeah. I'm not worried about that. But you just want to be in a position where you have the resources you need so you can go out there and do what you got to do.
It's like, I remember your mic, like you said, dude. Was one of the places you could win money for having the best set. And that's what made me a better comic, was striving to win that 25 bucks on a Thursday.
Yeah. That's the prize.
Oh, man.
I want to do 100. I want to do 100 bucks to the funniest comedian tonight. And 7-minute sets. You got to bring a minimum of 5 people. If you can't bring 5 people, that's fine. We'll figure that out. But the goal is to be in a position to, ideally, I would want that money that I'm going to pay the comedian out to be sponsored. So that way it's not coming out of my pocket, which I don't mind if it does. But I want to be in a position where the bar or whatever venue that I'm doing the show is able to make money. So that's why I want to get a comedian to bring 5 people. If they each have 1 beer, that they're going to leave that bar in a better place they did had they not bought anything. So that's my idea on that. That doesn't necessarily mean that the comedians that are going to be on the show are going to be in a position to bring people out. Let's be honest. This is a time of COVID. Nobody wants to go anywhere. So
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. We're you know, it's cool that, you know, like when we did the Friendsgiving, that, you know, that we have people that we can hang out with and people that, you know, don't have the virus, but who knows who has what? You know what I mean? So asking anybody to bring even 1 person is, you know, probably stretching it, because everybody's got their own agenda when it comes to whether they want to be out
and about. I think I have the antivirus. I think they gave my plasma to Trump. That's why he got fucking over COVID so fast.
Did you have COVID?
No, I didn't have COVID. Okay. My dad did, though, and that's why I think I got the antibodies. I haven't got sick, or, you know what I mean? I couldn't even see him in the rehab. The rehab was his quarantine. So after he got off the respirator and he got over COVID, he was in a rehab clinic for like a month.
Did they charge him for that?
Oh, yeah, dude. He's on
SSI?
SSI and all that shit.
Yeah.
So it's covered in Medicare, kind of. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, if anything, it's probably low cost to him, but at least he was able to get the treatment he needed. That's pretty cool. Yeah, man, this shit is fucked up, but.
I think Trump got my plasma, bro. He was on the news. He's like, yeah, I got my plasma from Louis Jesse Ricardo Martinez. He had the most tremendous plasma. He had extra marijuana and a little bit of cocaine in it. I got over this COVID because of the cocaine and Louis Martinez, Jesse Ricardo Martinez's plasma. So I saved the president's life.
You saved him. That's what we need, you know? You got to have people out there like you on the front line saving
people. Hell yeah, dude. No, but I get a little bit of extra money, and it's either having the COVID antiviruses or the AIDS antivirus is what it is in your plasma.
Really?
Yeah.
They give you more money?
Mm-hmm.
Like how much more?
$22.
More?
Mm-hmm.
So how much do you initially get?
$40.
So you walk out with 66?
A little bit more.
Or
62? Than that. A little bit more than that.
Really? Mm-hmm. How many times can you do it?
Twice a week.
Really?
So my drug addiction is saving lives, you know what I mean?
Fuck yeah. So are you...
That's a joke, too.
Right.
Yeah. That's a great joke, dude.
I don't want to get no blood. No. No, but I mean, I guess...
I want Louis' blood. I get all teeny
Louis. Got that good shit. He got the standard. He got the dope standard. No, I just take care of myself. I've been doing vitamins and minerals and.
Oh yeah, everybody should be listening to Joe Rogan about taking vitamin D, bro.
That's why I give this dog a walk every day.
I give her a walk somewhere outside in the sunshine. You know what I mean, dude? Vitamin D's for real, bro. That's why David Icke or not? What's his name? Oh man, Dick Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
He used to say, melanoma is the cure to cancer. Yep. So keep your kinky hair. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just dumb shit like that. And that's your melanin in your skin. That's
melanin.
That's vitamin D. That's what vitamin D
is. Well, we actually have a hard time absorbing as much because of our skin so dark. But, I mean, you still got to get out there and get it.
Yep.
Get that D. I mean, I try to give D.
Yeah.
I don't want to take it. But, you know, sometimes you got to get it where you can.
D black. Do you remember the day at the living room when I was doing that cowboy voice and I said, give it up for Dickie Black?
Yeah,
and you're
Dickie
like,
Black.
Don't you ever call me Dickie Black. I was like, oh, shit.
Do we have Dickie Wagner there?
I don't know.
Yeah, because then I started making fun of your name. I was like, Luis. It's like,
yeah,
I remember that.
Oh, man, that was a good day. It was a good day.
Yeah, I hope you knew I was joking.
No, you were mean that day. You said, don't you dare call me Dickie Bye.
No, I didn't.
And then you didn't talk to me. You didn't talk to me for the rest of the night.
No. Are you
even
serious?
Even DJ Destiny goes, ooh, I think he mad at you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What's DJ Destiny's like, ooh, he's mad at
I think
you.
I might have been mad about something else. It wasn't about that.
But it was funny. I didn't mean
that. That might have just been some fuel on the fire. I mean, yeah. Yeah, but for me to be outright mad, no. But, I mean, maybe I did.
It was funny. It was just the cowboy voice, dude. Dickie Black came
Dickie
out real
Black.
Strong. Dickie Black. Yep. And you're like, don't you ever. Oh, man. I hit the button.
Yeah, that was just, you probably just put some fuel on the gas because I was on some other shit then.
Nah, man. And funny. One person I seen, like, your jokes, they're one of a kind, like, and they're totally off the wall, like, when you say, I quit having sex. No black guy ever quits having sex, dude. That's what makes it funny. You know what I mean? Like, the dog not stop barking. Come on, Alan. I ain't not
dog like, fuck you. Dog don't even want a bone.
Well, I'm so glad you came. We're about an hour in anyway. Bella really keeps fucking this up.
Bella, why you fucking up a good
thing?
Yeah,
Bella Rita. You know what her full name is? Bella Rita America Gonzalez Martinez Chalupa Batgirl.
That dog is smart as fuck. That dog, I don't want that fucking bone. I'm not going outside.
She threw it at me. Yeah, she threw it at me.
I want some more of that beef jerky, bro. All
right.
That is awesome.
You're bad.
This is one of the podcasts that should be recorded. You said, fuck the bone.
So you got any shows coming up besides February?
No. No, not at this moment. Actually, yeah, I'm working with this cat, Kyle Morgan. He's a pretty cool dude. We're putting together a dab comedy thing.
Yeah, where at?
We're going to do one here. I'm still trying to get my hands on a venue. The venue I have in mind hasn't gotten back to me. So
my
office
is hit up Tetra.
Well, let me see.
Me and you might have to go over there later because I want to talk to you about something when we get off of this.
Okay.
Over there.
Let's just chat it up because I would like to get you on the show too. You're definitely one of the people I want on the show.
I hit up Tetra a while ago. But having someone of your stature go over there and talk about it
all right.
might be better on both of our parts. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But me and Brian Evans, we got the Bruise Bros is back on Colfax. And it's over there, Colfax in New York. Bruise Bros, open mic tomorrow, Friday the 11th, I believe it is.
Yep, my anniversary.
Yep, so be there or be square. It'll be 21 years of you doing comedy now. 20 years, Dick Black, Bella's going to ruin it right here at the end. We're gone. Have a great day. Thanks for coming to the Oh
Peace.
Fuck My Moms. You got any podcasts or anything going on?
Podcast right now. We're working on the day.
Just the two C's. Yep. You're going to be on the... Yep. Find him. Two C's in a pod or two C's in a pod. Bella's going to keep barking and we're done.
Peace. The dog does not.